Now to your letters. Last week, NPR Scott Horsley sent a postcard from Holland, Michigan, an old industrial town that's looking toward a green future, as described by Governor Jennifer Granholm.
Our goal is to transform Michigan from the Rust Belt to the Green Belt.
A steam engine stands in Holland as a symbol of the town's past. David Boundy of Boston writes, "My dad was the engineer who was responsible for installing the steam engine for the Baker Furniture Museum in Holland in the late 1960s. I remember being about 10 years old and spending an afternoon with dad measuring out the space outside the museum to plan the installation. Holland was the model Midwestern town, full of the most honest, hardworking, and supportive people, intensely proud of their work, and devoted to the education of their kids. Thanks to Scott for bringing back these memories for me and sharing this engine with the rest of the country as a symbol for the virtues that will lead us forward for the next incarnation of our changing economy." We got a number of comments last week after reporter Scott Detrow's story on Pennsylvania's new wine vending machines. The machines require wine buyers to swipe an ID card to verify their age and to take a breathalyzer test.
Please take a deep breath and blow firmly into the breath alcohol sensor as shown in the video.
I've never gone through so much trouble for a bottle of wine before.
Lorraine Lunsford of Chattanooga, Tennessee writes, "Why, oh, why does it have to be so difficult? I can understand the age verification, but a breath test? That's a wee bit overboard, with a touch of paranoia, if you ask me. Glad I don't live in Pennsylvania." And Suzanne Rumsey of Wilmington, North Carolina writes, "I don't understand how you actually shop the machine. Can you browse the bottles, touch them, read the labels, or do you have to take one and then you can't open the door again? It sounds like something that would work better for the veteran beer buyer who just grabs the same thing every time rather than the choosier wine sniffer." Finally, many of you wrote in to say you enjoyed Lars Howell's feature on the a cappella group Mountain Man. Alana Sadler of Los Angeles writes, "I woke up to these women singing, and I welled up with tears and emotion. I would have never heard about this band and these women, so I am very thankful. What a perfect circle of sound they create. Absolutely gorgeous." And from Tony Press in Daly City, California, "A fog-covered morning on the coast made brilliant by Mountain Man. Stunning." We want to hear from you. Send us an email by going to npr.org and clicking the Contact Us link. You can also follow us on Twitter. The Weekend Edition staff tweets at NPR Weekend, and you can find me at NPR Leanne. That's LIANE. This is NPR News.